An overhead thunderclap, the first mortar, signaled the beginning. Holly leaped to his feet and ran to the door and unsealed it.
"You know how to work a blazer cannon?"
"More or less," I answered without conviction. There were six along the wall, running across the top of the T. Holly grabbed the third from the left. I took the fourth. I peered suspiciously at the console. A monitor on the barrel, most likely. I keyed the screen. It glowed brightly, receded, then coalesced on the river below. I grabbed the triggers and fired a burst at the water. It worked. It worked on water. It worked on trees and on sky. But not on mortars. Borgland had told the truth. There wasn't a target in sight. Damn. Meanwhile, mortar shells were ripping the hell out of everything. Great holes appeared out of the smoke along the riverbank. The holes began working their way up the slope to us. Closer and closer, seemingly more and more powerful. Distant concussions echoed from direct hits on the complex. Then they hit our wall, about 5 meters to Holly's right. The floor warped violently with the shockwave, tossing Holly up and back into the center of the floor. He bounced like a dead man. I rushed to him to see if he was as bad as he should be. He just rubbed his head and smiled. He was getting up to reman his cannon station when it just blew off the wall, console and all. We ducked no more than half a second after it had hurtled high over our heads. It got worse. 4 blasts slammed against the outer wall within 3 seconds. The warping floor bounced us like babies across the room. Chunks of masonry crashed to the floor from high above. The sound of it was godlike. It stopped suddenly, all at once. We got to our feet. Holly rushed to a panel on the wall and read some dials.
"Uh-oh,"
he said quietly, and was silent.
"Don't do that."
"Huh? Oh, I think we have a lacing split here."
"That's bad."
"The lacing is behind 2 half-meter layers of reinforced plastiform."
"What's behind the lacing?"
He made a face.
"Mostly paint."
"Holy shit," I cried, grabbing him and dragging him back from the front.
"It won't collapse, Jack."
"It will when the grenades hit it."
"What grenades?"
"They stop the mortar barrage for something."
"Shouldn't we be shooting them as they run up to throw?"
"To do that, we would have to approach the guns. The guns are on the..." Wham! 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pause. 3 more almost at once. On the floor from the first one, holding my ears, opening my eyes reluctantly, sure of seeing blood. Smoke and dust were filling the room, thick and black and brown and gray, but I saw through it for just an instant, just long enough to recognize the river through a 2-meter-high, meter-wide gash. They had pierced the first wall. On impulse, I grabbed a concussion grenade from one of the scattered cases. I threw it without looking out through the smoke. Screams followed its detonation. I grabbed up 3 more and threw them, too. Now was the time to go to the cannon.
"Wait here," I said to Holly, who lay sprawled in choking dust.
"No, no, I'm fine,"
he lied, and thumped awkwardly headfirst into a cannon station. My cannon had been where the gash was. I stepped one over and keyed it up. I had a target for maybe a second and a half. Once he may have been where my beam struck.
"Damn it,"
barked Holly. He took his eyes off of his screen and frowned in my direction.
"You know, I'd like to shoot back at least once, but unless it's a tree, there's never any damn target."
Bingo. "Shoot 'em."
"Huh?
The trees?"
"Why?"
"They burn."
"So?"
"They burn down."